There's 5 quid for you if you can prove yourself a prize bungler. Teddy Burke's eyes narrowed. There were plenty of magsmen about, sharp con men who often employed an unwitting accomplice, setting him up to take a fall in some elaborate scheme. Teddy Burke was nobody's fool. 5 quid's no great matter. 10, the man said in a weary voice. I have to think of me boys.
No, the man said. This is you, alone.
What's the lay, then? Teddy Burke said.
Lots of bustle, a ruck touch, just enough to set the quarry to worry, make him pat his pockets.
And you want me to come up dry?
Dry as dust, the man said.
Well, who's the quarry, then? Teddy Burke said.
A gent named Trent. You'll touch him with a bungler's dip in front of his offices, just a roughing up, like.
Where's the office in?
Huddleston and Bradford Bank.
Teddy Burke whistled. Westminster? Sticky, that is. There's enough crushers about to make a bloody army.
But you'll be dry. All you have to do is worry him.
Teddy Burke walked a few moments, looking this way and that, taking the air and thinking things over. When will it be, then?
Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock sharp.
All right.
The red-bearded gentleman gave him a £5 note and informed him he would get the rest when the job was done.
What's it all about, then? Teddy Burke asked.
Personal matter, the man replied, and slipped away into the crowd.